On a Zoom with me is a lady that we all want to know personally. Her name is Leanne McKenzie, and she is from our favorite shoe brand in the whole world, Converse. Now, last year, you'll remember that they did this debt relief, student debt relief campaign, and it was super successful. But they're back. This year, Converse SA is going to be giving away 2 million rand towards relieving student debt again. But this year, it's been renamed. It's called Create Next. And on the line is Leanne. Hello, Leanne. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Hi, Danny. Thanks for having me.
So, Leanne, last year we spoke to Converse about the project that you guys had going to erase student debt. The obviously we spoke to you, I think it was about mid-campaign, and you guys had big goals. Did you meet them? How was it? And tell us a little bit, give us a bit of a reminder of last year's campaign.
Okay, so last year we launched hashtag Kick the Debt to aid in the alleviation of student debt in SA. We gave away 2 million rand towards debt relief. And then due to the responses received from the campaign, we saw that there was such a huge need to assist students pay off their fees once again. So what happened is this year we have decided to take the campaign a step further. We are giving away 2 million rand towards student debt, and then we're giving a half a million to help creators kickstart their projects. So, like an example is if you have a business but you don't have funding to help your project off the ground, all you must do is submit your proposal to us on Converse Create Next. And then we can see how we can assist you.
I love this. You are Converse is single-handedly changing the course of how we create and what we create. 'Cause you guys are looking for almost, I want to say, like disruptors, right? Rebels, artists. I love this. So last year, Leanne, the big question, you said 2 million rand. Did you achieve what you set out to do?
Yes, so we gave away 2 million rand. However, we have only made a small dent to alleviate student debt. We listened to the youth and we decided that we had to continue with this campaign to ensure that we can help as many students as possible.
I'm so excited for this one. Okay, but let's talk a little bit about the last couple of months or year, 2 years, right? Because the last 2 years of our lives, we've all been isolated. We've all been socially distanced. And historically, as a brand, Converse, you guys have always been on the pulse of what's happening, right? You've been in town, you've been at events, you've been meeting the people that consume your brand. How have you continued to feel that pulse even through the last 2 years of social distancing and isolation?
Yeah, so as you just mentioned, we were very involved in music festivals, party activations, and events. We, however, had to be responsible as a brand during this time. So we focused our marketing efforts more on content creation with a huge push on digital platforms. And in terms of assisting the youth, we had like online mentorship programs. So we had to adjust with the times, but I'm glad we're going to be going back to soon, to normal again.
Me too, Leanne. You know what? I used to moan. I've said this so much. I used to moan. I used to go to these festivals, hey, and I used to moan about standing in line for 3 hours for a warm beer. And then you need to wee, and then you've got to stand in line for another 3 hours to go wee. I would give anything to do that today and have sore feet at 3 o'clock in the morning after dancing all night. I am so
Yeah, no,
ready.
you definitely need those times to come back.
Definitely. Okay, but obviously the world hasn't only changed, right? The youth have changed. What new trends have you guys as Converse seen?
Obviously, the youth, they're very open to engage on online platforms. In terms of fashion, it's always evolving. In terms of our product, we've seen our comfort range sneakers, which basically consists of like layers of foam cushioning, and our platform sneakers. This has been like a huge, huge hit with the youth. So we've seen how fashion is evolving with the youth. So it's basically evolving together.
You know, you talk about those platform sneakers. I've got to tell you, I'm a
Yes.
Brakpan girl, so my Converse is Boxburg, and all of my friends and I, whenever there's a new platform sneaker drop, we fight for those. We fight to who's going to be there first to get those platforms. Those platforms are the best shoes. You guys have made good shoes. Those platforms are the best shoes you've ever made. I've got like this is not a paid for promotion. Everyone listening, this is just talking truth here.
Danny, I will be sending you another pair.
Oh my gosh. No, I wasn't hinting. I promise I wasn't hinting. I just wanted to upsell you.
No, I love hearing how the guys love our shoes. I love them myself. I wear my sneakers almost every day. My husband is like, please put on heels now.
I know. You know what? My husband sometimes looks at me and goes, you're almost 14. Are you really still dressing like you go to the doors in Edenvale? I was like, forever, dude. Forever. This is my look. Okay, back to the campaign, Leanne. Last year, you guys obviously were successful. You hit your goals. But in 2022, everyone is going to go bigger and better because we're kind of back to almost normal. Is that the plan? What are your plans for 2022 with this campaign?
Yeah, so for us, a huge focus is always on youth development, and therefore the student debt campaign is so important to us. So that is why we've increased the amount to 2.5 million so that we can just help more youth with alleviating student debt.
Okay. Wow. 2.5 million. You know, I know that I'm going to speak to you next year and you're going to have hit that and probably given a little bit extra as well. Because you guys, that's what you guys do. Okay, so how do we nominate? Like where do I go? How do I nominate someone? Can I nominate someone? I don't know.
Yes, you definitely can. So we have made the access to entry as simple as possible. All you must do is visit compasscreatenext.co.za to submit your nomination form. You can either nominate someone or you can nominate yourself. There's a criteria though. You need to have a minimum mark average of 60% to apply. The closing date is actually this Friday, the 18th of February.
Okay.
All you need to do is just go to compasscreatenext.co.za, fill out the form, and then just add all your documents that's required. So it's simple as that.
Sounds easy peasy. Okay, Leanne, second last question. You normally partner with really cool, innovative creators and disruptors on these campaigns. Who are some of the names that you've partnered with this year?
So this year we partnered with DJ Kutso. Education is big. How did you hear me?
Yes. I was like, ooh, that's a cool one.
So education is very important to her. She speaks to the youth in an authentic voice and is very passionate about giving back. She is such a dynamic individual who has been like so awesome to work with.
I love that. I love her. I really do love her. And I don't think you could have chosen a better person. Okay.
Yeah, no, I love her too. Yeah.
Leanne, last question, and it's the same question again. How do we find out more? Where do we go to nominate ourselves or our friends?
Okay, so we go to compasscreatenext.co.za, and we just fill out the forms, and we just send all the supporting documents through as well.
Awesome. Leanne, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else that I didn't ask that you want us to know, or parting words from you and Converse?
No, I just want to say thank you, Danny. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak on your platform.
No, you know, Converse is always part of my family here on Love Songs. Always. You guys are always, always welcome. And especially because you give back. That's, you know, Love Songs is about human connection and self-love over like romantic love. And so whenever anyone gives back, we have to use this platform to celebrate them and to spread the word, because the more people we can help, the more love comes back. And I said this earlier today, charity is, it's selfish, because you feel better after you give than even the person who's receiving it. So the more we can give, even if it's just by sharing, the more we're going to do, Leanne. So thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you.